Welcome to Business Over Coffee International Radio. We are excited to have you here today. We encourage you to share your viewpoint at BO Coffee, hashtag Together Strong. And today we are sponsored by Nashville NABO, that is the National Association of Women Business Owners, Inside Info Marketing out of Canada, Sherry Henley Intelligence, and Plexus Worldwide. I cannot say enough about Plexus because I am drinking the pink drink, and it helps with fibromyalgia. So if you have those issues, definitely look at the link that we have provided for you and try it. That's all I ask you to do is try it, and you will see a world of difference in the way you feel. I am your host today, Sherry Henley. I encourage you to visit my site at sherryhenley.com. That's two R's and an I. And our guest today is Karen Levitt, restorative coach and host of the Sky the Limit radio show, as well as an author. So we have a lot to talk about today. Stay right where you are, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BO Coffee, hashtag Together Strong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio. And today we feature Karen Levitt, who is inspiring others on Voice America Radio, The Sky's the Limit. But that absolutely is not all she does. She proves this by her way of life, an author who is a heartwarming inspiration and brings real hope. Karen Levitt is a restorative coach, international radio personality, and inspiration to all who know her. With Karen's background as an accomplished career nurse and a survivor of traumatic brain injury, Karen has a unique perspective on how to navigate life-changing events. Welcome to Business Over Coffee International, Karen.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you for that. That's such a wonderful greeting. It's such an honor to be here with you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And first of all, I would like to know a little about you personally, anecdotally. Where exactly are you located? Where are you based out of?
I'm located in the Northeast, New England. I'm about an hour from Boston, along the Seacoast region, which is absolutely beautiful. We have all four seasons, and I'm very close to the ocean, the mountains, and like I said, the city. So it's very rich.
Yes, and you come to us by our collaborative friend, our colleague, Jackie Woodside, author of Calming the Chaos, who is absolutely amazing. And she recommended you. So it shows the power of collaboration in business and how together we are stronger. We just celebrated that day on December 3rd, Together Strong Day. And I'm so glad that now we have connected and we can talk about how you are making a difference in our world.
Absolutely. So thank you.
Yes, let's talk a moment about the sky's the limit. I'm going to get into your story in a moment. But first, tell us about your show, what it's based on, and the reason for what you do.
Okay, certainly. I'd be happy to. You know, as you said, we're going to talk about my story. So from my story and the life-changing event that happened, I had an aha moment, if you will, where my soul, my heart, and my belief system just rose up, and I was bigger and more than a diagnosis code that I had been given. And I realized that I had a message to share. Not only has a nurse and a stepmom of athletes, because my stepchildren played sports, hockey, baseball, and soccer, so contact sports, high injury rate, you know, and being diagnosed with a concussion early on for myself, just realizing, Sherry, that there was a bigger piece to share with the world. And it's not about the bumps and bruises I incurred, but I wanted to be a bridge from the medical professional that I was to the person who navigated the medical model and learned so much about herself. And like I said, that I wasn't my diagnosis code, that I was much more. And from that, the show was born, The Sky's the Limit. So that was my platform for taking a stand. You know, like I said, not hiding behind what was my, if you will, new label in the world, that I'm showing people you're more than that, whatever it is, a circumstance, a situation, and I'm aligning with people every week to show people that whatever's going on in their world, and it may feel like it limits you, and, you know, you're contracted in space, and you feel like you can't move, that given an opportunity, your soul will show you and guide you and allow you to be so much more, to step into a greatness. And that's the basis.
Absolutely. Utilizing your skills in health and wellness, public speaking, advocacy, and team building, you help others achieve healthy, balanced, successful lives, regardless of their circumstances. I'm reading that from the website. And for those of you who are listening, I encourage you to go to Karen-Leavitt.com. That's spelled LEAVITT.com. And check out what Karen is bringing to the world with an upcoming book, From Perfection to Reflection of a Fractured Mind. This is due to release in 2016. And then we have her mission that we're going to talk about. So stay right where you are. We're going to break. We'll be right back with more to come from Karen throughout the hour.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event themes, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com. Bring experts together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/plexushealth4u. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.plexushealth4u.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.plexushealth4u.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio. Your host today, SherryHenley.com. It is a pleasure to be with you. Please share your viewpoints over coffee, conversation, and education at BOCoffee, hashtag Together Strong. We are speaking with Karen Levitt. Karen has returned to Voice America Radio after a life-changing event resulted in a traumatic brain injury, post-concussion syndrome. Karen, take us on the journey.
Okay, wow, that is a lot to cover, but I will. Certainly, I was with the network in 2007 and 2008. I was blessed to have co-hosts, and the show had the same title. And basically, we were speaking about the premise of the law of attraction and, you know, what you can really create in your world. So knowing that, like I said, and having my spiritual base and my center, I'm not really religious, but spiritual. You know, when I had the accident that resulted in the post-concussion diagnosis, which is a traumatic brain injury, and realizing all that I was to the world was pretty much gone. And what I mean by that is, you know, I looked like the Karen that the world knew because the bumps and bruises had faded. But the injury was internal. There was a large palpable disconnect for me. Words were not coming. And if they did, I was combining words that didn't make sense. I had what they call in the medical community expressive aphasia. So I would often cry, Sherry, because as a nurse, I'd seen this so many times with many of my own patients who I realized was a privilege to take care of for 18 years, you know, to walk the walk and to be in their world and their family. So I had expressive aphasia, which was extremely frustrating because, like most people, I'm able to multitask, walk, talk, chew gum, and very type A. You have to be almost to be a nurse. And that was gone. I mean, for me to be able to do anything in my home, and I do mean anything, like to make a pot of coffee, was not happening. I would fall. My hands were weak. I couldn't see. I was dizzy. It was just, you know, cumbersome. Everything became a task, everything. And it became a very ugly, bumpy, rocky road. And with that ensued dark, what I call the dark night of the soul. For me, I couldn't see my way out. I was very frustrated. I didn't understand who I'd become. I'd look in the mirror. I'd look like I said, the Karen you knew. But I had not, she was gone. The sound and noise and light sensitivity was overwhelming. I wasn't able to engage in TV or music or movies or be in a room with conversation because the crosstalk was too much. I felt like I was on a merry-go-round in a playground, and it was spinning too fast, and I wasn't able to get off. And it became too much, and with that became the deep, dark clinical depression. And the medical community, knowing me before as the nurse, actually saving me because my doctors knew me so well, and it led to a path of despair and isolation and suicide 3 times, suicidal attempt, and it did not, you know, thankfully happen. And I'm here with my mission and my vision and from my heart and my soul.
And what this did is this really ignited a flame in you to make change with other people that are experiencing this. How did you pull yourself out of it?
Well, you know, like I said, it was a journey. I was fortunate to find the right practitioners. As I said, my doctors knew me well enough because I worked with them, worked in the hospital, so they knew Karen before really well. So I want to speak to that in my book and when I speak to groups as a keynote speaker about sports-related injuries to young athletes in school of all ages. I want to speak to that. I want to empower people, parents, coaches, teachers, to ask questions. Because 18 years as a nurse, I began to minimize sharing my own symptoms. I started to blow them off. I became what I refer to as a ball of yarn rolling across the floor very frequently if ever I tried to do something. So, you know, what I really learned was the right and perfect people show up. I was blessed to have clinicians, therapists, counselors who came from, if you will, a spiritual base or a holistic naturopath base and not so quick to prescribe, you know, the modern realm of antidepressants and all of that to numb me. And I'm so grateful that the right and perfect people did show up, because that, I think, is the key for me. I was able to be with these people in professional settings and go through and feel the pain that was so, so raw that, like I said, I tried to escape it several times. And being a nurse, I knew how to do this. And I, like I said, did try. So I'm so blessed now to be, if you will, coming out on the other side. It just, like you said, ignited me. So my vision remains strong. Like I said, I remember watching my stepkids with their hockey bags and equipment bags just moving from game to game, sport to sport. And I realized there's a whole world out there that I can be a bridge for. You know, that hold on, there are other athletes, other parents who are wondering and looking, like my family's looking at me, wondering what the heck happened. You know, how did this disconnect become so big and so great? Because they didn't know, my family didn't know what to do with me. My stepchildren didn't know what to do with me. And it sure became a world of isolation. I didn't fit into my world anymore, any place.
And so what I see here is you talk about being a former successful career nurse, but I'm hearing that you are still a nurse, that you're nursing people in their spiritual, holistic aspect and journey of their lives. And so what you've done is redirected your purpose, or reframed it, so to speak, as a natural caregiver and an athlete. And now let's talk about the athletic aspect. So what I'm hearing is that your concussion happened through an athletic journey or experience. Is that correct?
No, actually, the initial concussion happened as a result of a car accident after leaving a shift from work.
And
I went, and I did have a seatbelt on, I just want to say, in my vehicle.
Okay, so you were truly an athlete and you were very active. Tell us about that, about how that changed your life in that aspect.
Okay, absolutely. Well, you know, I've always been, very athletic. I mean, I grew up with, you know, a large family, so you're always outside either playing pond hockey or, you know, football in the backyard or volleyball or doing something, just being active. And through my life, what happened, I was a runner in high school and I had competed in some cross country. So, you know, I realized that long distance running for me was sort of meditative. And after my long days, my long shifts working as a nurse, it was very comforting to connect with my running club and to go out and to run. And
right.
I've successfully completed, I believe, 5 Boston marathons and 1 New York.
Amazing.
Before my injury, and did it well. And it was incredible. And I always grew up around horses, rode at the age of 3, a couple different disciplines, hunt seat, forward seat, which is, you know, traditional, and doing a little bit of show jumping, and then riding saddle seat, which is a style. I had a Morgan, so it's very physical to ride in that traditional manner, and, an equestrian competitor. And that's actually what saved me, as I learned that my athleticism actually saved me in my accident.
So were you able to return to any of that, as in walking and that type of thing, even a low-end athletic journey, or no?
No, because what I learned in the accident is I had gone through the dashboard, as I said, with a seatbelt on. I'd gone through the dashboard at upon impact with the other vehicle that hit me. I'd gone through the dashboard on the left-hand side, spun around in the seat like a corkscrew, and actually I slammed into the steering column of my SUV and moved my spine. So, no, I was not able to go back. I'm actually working on strengthening my core now. Like I said, what saved me, they said, was that my core was strong when I did hit the steering column from being an athlete. So I also speak to that when I speak to groups. But I'm working on core strength now. My balance is still not great because I, with any type of cognitive fatigue, will tend to lean over to the left. I now joke and say I look like Weekend at Bernie's, which is it's not that severe, but it's something that takes the edge off when people see me sort of do that. I want to make them feel comfortable and that I'm okay. Sure. Yeah. Actually, therapeutic riding was suggested after a long run of neuro rehab, and I went to therapeutic riding, which is, often recommended. And because my eyes weren't tracking, I had a lot of difficulty being on the horse, and being in the saddle was just so very foreign, and actually it brought out an emotion in me that really was abrupt, and I didn't feel as though I belonged. And thankfully, the instructors who were with me understood that because they said to me, you rode at the age of 3, so your brain, even though you have some disconnect, because I had neural pathways that are torn around language and numbers. So knowing that I had ridden at the age of 3, it speaks to the resilience of your body, that my brain remembered what it was like to ride traditionally. So this therapeutic saddle that they had me in, I was like screaming from my soul, like, no, get me out of here. And they then put me on another horse in a traditional saddle. And because my eyes weren't tracking because of the hit that I had, I did hit my head on the left-hand side panel in my vehicle as well. So that equated to dizziness, and I didn't yet have my glasses that had prisms in them that would pull my eyes for tracking. So one of the instructors put me on a horse, this is kind of funny, in a traditional saddle, backwards. And it's called Gymkhana, and they had me use my hands and extend my hands towards the back of the horse for balance, so that I could feel the natural gait and rhythm of the horse, and that I would find my center. And I had somebody lead me around. And as I speak to you, you can hear my voice. It was very heartfelt, and I was just grateful to be in that moment, because that's where I truly feel connected. I really resonate with horses, and a vision of mine is that I'm a spiritual warrior, and I don't mean that in a bloody battle, but in shutting, so that this all ties in beautifully to what I'm creating. So, being in that saddle backwards with somebody leading me around, I very well could have felt weak and diminished and less than. And the tears that were flowing, Sherry, were tears of gratitude, because I still got it inside. I knew where I belonged. It was great. So I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Well, you are an amazing woman, and what I'm hearing from you is, A, you have such a strong spirit, that your spirit is stronger than anything that could have taken your physical presence, your drive to have athletics and those type of things. Your spirit is what is soaring now, and you have owned that. You have owned your story, and I am so excited that you're here to share the story with us, because it's a life-changing story. And truly, you are bringing positivity and resilience, which is grounded in reality, through your story. We're coming back now to talk in just a moment after the break more with KarenLevitt.com. I encourage you to visit the website Karen-Levitt.com, life coach and motivator, international radio host, speaker, and advocate. We're going to talk more about how she is inspiring others, her book, her speaking opportunities, and all of the above. Much more to come. Stay right where you are.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag Together Strong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
You are listening to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host. We are speaking with KarenLevitt.com. That's Karen-Levitt, LEAVITT.com. You definitely want to check out the website and see how she is inspiring hope. Karen's life mission is to educate, empower, and inspire others to live their truth and passion as she engages in heartfelt, and we've already felt that, meaningful conversations around life's situations and circumstances. Hashtag, the gift is the shift. Karen, tell us more about the hashtag and what that means to you and should mean to others.
Absolutely. Thank you. That just came to me, and as I move forward with the sky's the limit and stepping up as I did in the program when it launched in August, I realized that everything that led me to that very moment, which I didn't think served me, then did. It became a gift because I was able to shift truly in my heart, in my soul, and in my consciousness. I was able to shift my perspective and realize that, as you said earlier, that my soul was very strong and leading the way. So the gift is the shift is exactly that. When you shift truly and meaningfully from wherever you are, whatever's led you to a point where you feel like you're up against the wall or in a dark corner or whatever, you feel like you just can't move and it's too much. When you allow and can get clear and to ask for guidance from whatever your belief system is, or if you don't have a belief system and you just say, help me, and you truly allow, surrender, and allow yourself to be vulnerable, and I don't mean that in any sense of weakness. Surrender and being vulnerable are strong because, as I said, you then allow. A gift will show up, and when you shift, you can then move and be truly who you're meant to be while you're walking this earth plane. So that's the gift.
Yes, you're talking my language. The book that I released recently, Come Into Your Own, talks about own your vulnerability. It talks about own your gifts, your talents. And I truly believe exactly what you're saying is that each one of us, everything in life that we walk through, it is a gift to us. Whether it's a negative or a positive, we can turn it and reframe it into a positive, because had you not walked through what you've been through, Karen, you would not be able to speak to others who are there or who may be there in the future. And one of the things I heard you say earlier is about the people that were surrounding you, and you literally were undergird the infrastructure of the people that were around you, or really holding you up, I should say, mm-hmm. is what kept you. Am I correct?
Absolutely, and you know, it wasn't my family. Like I said, there was a palpable disconnect with close friends and family. They didn't understand, they didn't recognize me. And the people who held me up, who saw more in me, became, you know, like I said, the mutual person we know, Jackie Woodside, and other, and other bright souls, counselors, coaches, who, as I worked with them and they heard me speak in the disjointed language that I was using, but could feel and see through my tears and my darkness, you know, that I was just so low, but they saw something inside of me. They still saw that flicker in the flame even when I couldn't see it, and they held me up. They held that light for me.
Yes, and I hear the gratitude in your voice, and I believe that's what has brought you so far on your journey. And now you're sharing it with the world. We're going to talk more about your radio show, more about your book, but first I would like for our listeners to know about your life coaching and how you motivate people. Tell us how people can connect with you.
Sure. Well, like you said, on the website, it's karen-levitt.com, and my email is info@karen-levitt.com, and, you know, they can write to me. I have a 1-800 number there as well, call. And what I do is, you know, I will have a conversation and ask them a few questions and really want to know what they want to get clear about. I coined the phrase restorative life coach because with that, restoring is renewing, rebuilding, and that's exactly what I've done, like I said, with my soul leading the way, and I want to empower that with other people. I want to show them that, you know, they too can have a life that they really love, whatever it is, and even if they don't know or they think they know, I want to engage in conversations and set up a plan and have a little structure and build a relationship, and let's go there. Let's go into the places maybe you tuck away, because what resists persists, right? And what we tuck away and sweep under the carpet does, like I said, come up. So I encourage people and I guide people gently to really dig deep and go. And don't be afraid to go. Because if I had been afraid and stayed stuck, Sherry, I wouldn't be here. I did the work that was hard. I mean, my words, like I said, weren't even coming. And it was very frustrating. And I'm like, who's going to understand me? Yet the right and perfect people showed up who did understand me. So now I'm on a mission. I have a background as a nurse, so I maintain confidentiality. I can go there. I've seen people, like I said, 18 years as a nurse. In many situations, I've dealt with life and death. I'm very trustworthy and approachable, and I want to honor each and every person. And,
yes, you know, and you offer this on a digital level as well for anyone in the world?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, regardless of if whatever your belief is or isn't, you know, I talk a lot about spirituality. You don't have to have a spiritual belief system. You know, if you feel like you're led to contact me, great. I honor that.
So you really build on the value system of that person, what their values are based upon, correct?
Absolutely, and I really, you know, encourage them, like I said, through our conversations and other, you know, tools and techniques that we use to really get clear about that. Because what people think they know or they want may in fact not be exactly what they want. It may be very different goals.
Right. Clarity is key. And one of the words I heard you say, and it's actually your coaching word, is restorative. And restoration is something that is missing in today's society in many ways, especially in churches. A lot of times, people will put on their Sunday go to meeting faces, and there's people all around that are hurting, and yet they're not detected, and they're not what I would call ministered to on a spiritual basis other than from the pulpit. And what you're doing is bringing it home to a human connection that has understanding of feeling, hurt, and a scar means that you're healed. So we should not run from the scars in our lives because it represents healing that we can share with others. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. You know, and you're speaking my language as well. So, the scars represent where we've been. You know, they show us where we are in this space, in this time, where the journey's brought you. And I don't believe that that scar should then determine, be the end all, you know, be the big picture. A lot of times with the scar, or like you said, it's visible, people see it, and we become victim, and we say, oh, I want people to realize that, yes, it happened. Let's look at that. Let's honor it. And there's a lot more to you than that. And yes, and in that is often deep feelings of hurt and pain and sorrow, rejection, isolation, because it's visible. People can see it. So they go, oh, you're different. People don't know what to say. So oftentimes they say things like, but you still look good. I got that a lot. And yeah, while that's a comfort, that can actually reopen the wound. And it became an angst for me because it was a battle. My injury was invisible. I didn't have a scar.
Right.
People could. Yeah, I often joke about that I should wear a Band-Aid on my forehead that says I have a TBI because people couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, that really would be very interesting to do that sometime when you are speaking in front of a crowd. And I know you do that. You're a speaker and an advocate. So take us on that journey. Tell us where you travel to. Are you actually mobile around the world, or are you local there? How does that look?
Well, currently I've been, you know, in the New England area speaking to groups, a lot of traumatic brain injury groups, neuro rehab groups, and I'm certainly open to travel. I was out in Phoenix in October with the network and connected greatly there. So, yeah, I'm available. And when I speak, I stand up and I often get, are you a caregiver or a survivor? And I answer yes to both, and that kind of throws them. And then I stand up and I speak and I tell them that, yes, I'm a caregiver, and I honor who Karen was, because in her heart and soul, she was the clinical nurse. And yes, I'm a caregiver now. I'm a steward of that. I'm ministering, if you will, to people's souls. And I'm a survivor of a traumatic brain injury. And I stand before a group who, when they see me walk in, they don't know. And that you can almost feel their mouths don't all drop open, but the question marks over their head, like, really? And that's
right.
That's my point. I want to dispel this, because traumatic brain injury happens every 9 seconds in this country, and my diagnosis happens relatively every 22 seconds, and it's now termed America's invisible epidemic. And so I stand up, because when we hear traumatic brain injury, we don't think a pretty picture, right? We think a wheelchair or a feeding tube or someone maybe who is not verbal, or a whole other realm of physical symptoms. And I have been blessed to beat that, if you will. I do have internal injuries that almost did take my life. I have compression fracture in C4 and C5 in my neck that would have killed me had I stayed in the car that night. My chin had slumped down in my chest. But I'm grateful that my scars, as we talked about, did not stay on the outside. My bumps and bruises healed. So I stand up there as almost an ambassador to say, I'm the new face of brain injury, and I don't look like I have one. So I lead that way. And then people go, oh. And I talk about the disconnect and the 2 to 3 month window after my initial diagnosis, the concussion, not getting better, actually getting worse. The frustration, like I said, not even being able to tolerate TV, my stepkids, I couldn't use my iPhone, Sherry. I couldn't pick it up. My hands are weak. I was falling.
Mm.
You know, words not coming. Wondering if I'd had a stroke.
Right.
And I lead that way. And I talk to people, you know, parents, children, survivors. And I come from the nurse who I was before to who I am now, what I'm stepping up and into in gratitude. And I share with them that we're so quick to judge a book by the cover. You know, let's really look at this. Because it's not about my face and what you see, and I'm thankful, like I said, that I've retained my physicality, yes. But it's much more than that.
Tell us the date this happened.
Oh, January 4th, 2013, the day that changed my life.
So you are truly a walking miracle. This is not something that happened 10 years ago. We're talking less than 2 years ago. You've come this far.
Yeah, I'm actually coming up on my 3-year anniversary, which, you know, I can feel the pull a little bit towards that. That's a day where the Karen that the world knew, really, she died. She did. And it's been through this journey a lot of loss, a lot of grief, a lot of forgiveness, and honoring, like I said, the process and honoring who I was as a nurse and the privilege of caring for all those people and families that I did, and that I did it so well, and I'm grateful to be a part of a healthcare network. And I have such gratitude for the team that helped me, because they knew me. And boy, was that difficult, right? Going into a provider's office, if you will, or neuro rehab, and knowing people and looking so much like the person that they knew. But then you want to talk about your ego ramping up and telling you you're less than, you know, I couldn't really speak. Like I said, my eyes weren't tracking and my hands weren't working, and I'd fall into walls frequently. Twisting, turning, bending, lifting was not anything I could do well. And it was very eye-opening. They look at me and then they look at me again, like, oh my God, what happened to you?
So you have truly become victorious over this, and I'm sure that it's a daily walk. Are there still things that you face on a daily basis?
Yeah, I face all of that. There's improvements, they're slight. I'm grateful. Brain injury is funny. It's the slowest healing organ in the body. And they give you a time frame of healing, and mine was 6 to 10 years, and they can't really tell you if you're going to heal completely or to what point. And today, no offense, Sarah, I've not done anything prior to talk to you. If I had done something that required me to use my cognitive ability prior to this, I would have trouble with my words. I would be word searching. You would hear the fatigue, I have debilitating, painful headaches every day. The injury I have is similar to the pro football player, Junior Seau. And he and I share painful, excruciating headaches every day of my life. I have them in different areas of my head. They do not stop. With that comes the dizziness and the nystagmus, my eyes not tracking. So, yeah, I'm not that. And I begin every day with a gratitude practice just to be here and be alive and be able to speak. No, I know so often from, like I said, my 18-year walk as a nurse, so many other people who've had similar injuries who are not verbal, who are on feeding tubes, and I came marginally close, I found my voice, and here I am.
I love that. You found your voice, and now you're owning your story, and you're moving into weekly. You have a radio show, and you also have a book that is coming out next year. So we're going to talk more about that. I have one further question before we go to break. Those people that you work with, being a victor, I will say, over traumatic brain injury, do you also work with people who are struggling with clinical depression and those other elements that came along with your TBI?
Absolutely. I work with, you know, first of all, I've connected gratefully with a group of traumatic brain injury survivors to dispel the myth around traumatic brain injury, because we're much more than that, okay? So you talked about a mask earlier in church and people not being fed. So, yeah, with traumatic brain injury, you have to navigate the world because it's largely invisible. So we have to wear a mask and walk into the world with this internal disconnect and learn to re-navigate. So that's huge. And daunting. And yes, I work with other clients who have clinical depression and a myriad of other diagnoses, and people who don't as well. I work with people who just really say, you know, I know there's more, and I just don't know what it is. I have a burning question. I don't know what I'm here to do. I'm fed up with the rat race. I'm fed up with living in a cubicle wall. I want out, but I don't know what I'm to do. So, yeah, I speak to all of those people.
You're listening to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host, and guest Karen Leavitt. I encourage you to visit the website, Karen-Leavitt, LEAVITT.com, life coach and motivator, international radio host, speaker, and advocate. heartwarming inspiration, and real hope. We will be right back with more from Karen.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event themes, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com. Bring experts together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Eleanor Roosevelt said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." And that truly speaks to KarenLevitt.com, Karen-Levitt.com. I encourage you to check out what she has because it goes much deeper than a product. It is truly a spiritual journey, soul searching, and all of the above. Karen, back to you. Let's talk about your book that is upcoming in 2016, From Perfection to Reflection of a Fractured Mind. Take us there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, absolutely. You know, neuro rehab, they tell everybody to write a book. They do. They want to see how you're thinking, what your process is like.
Right.
And I have tearing in the center of my brain, the corpus callosum. So I'm extremely dyslexic now because the right and left side of my brain don't communicate. It's like the main cable to the computer is torn. So writing for me is gone. I actually have to talk to my iPad with an application, voice to text, to make it work to write. So grateful for that. So the book. So I started putting my thoughts down, and like I said, looking at my stepchildren running here and there with hockey bags and sporting bags, and thought, yeah, there's a big nugget here that I would like to share with the world. And it's my story, my life. It talks about Karen before, the nurse, natural caregiver. I was a natural advocate, always loved people, loved taking care of people and pleasing people. And now, you know, I've moved into a whole different realm. So an athlete, as we talked about, stepmom, the whole ball of wax. Talks about my life, what I've learned, my whole journey through the medical model, from medical professional to patient, navigating the medical model, searching for my words, what that was like, the world of Western medicine, how it served me, how it didn't, because with my injury, pharmaceuticals don't work for me. I can't take any of them. There's a disconnect. My body, due to the tearing in my brain, there's a large disconnect, so my body would reject medicine, and it got really ugly, like harming me in the, and I ended up in the ER several times with more side effects than not. So through that process, I learned Eastern medicine practices. I talk about that, acupuncture, a clean diet to reduce any inflammation in my body, and the natural progression to become the advocate who, you know, for myself. I found my voice in the disconnect of all I was, and that I really want to help people and, like I said, become an advocate in the medical world too. That I think in this day and age, we can bridge Eastern and Western medicine beautifully, that they can serve. And that's what I do on the program as well, Sherry. I have a number of guests join me who are practitioners, healers, coaches, that maybe we've all heard the phrases or the terms sound therapy, acupuncture, touch, Reiki, this, that. People go, oh, that's nice. And you don't really give it much validation. And I really speak to this in my book about how my Western practice doctors, physicians, team began to really see results with me through the integration of Eastern medicine practices and my clean diet and gratitude work. And I practice Ho'oponopono and forgiveness. And I would go to meetings with peers of other survivors, and, you know, they would have their bags of pills, and I would have bags of natural supplements. And that was sort of like the control experiment, right? You've got the main group that stays steady, and you've got the variable. I became, I guess, the variable. Because I always said in the book that, when I was writing the book, that I wanted to help medical people as well understand brain injury. As I said, it's the slowest healing organ in the body. So I didn't realize through my own walk, and my words and thoughts do create my experience, that I was actually becoming the variable in this group of survivors. You know, they were looking at me going, well, what do you take? And I would bring in my list and my bag of, you know, omega-3s and fish oil, everything else under the sun that was natural. And they'd say, oh. And so, well, my body doesn't allow me to take any pharmaceuticals. It doesn't serve me. Actually, it harms me. So I've had to look outside of myself, outside of what was available, and go that way. And I'm very grateful.
That was your shift. Perfection to reflection of a fractured mind truly was your shift when you were able to take the practice that you had formerly been a part of and shift it into the holistic philosophy. Am I correct?
That you are correct, and the title actually comes from what came to me was perfection. So the Karen that was before, you know, the hour of the accident, roughly 8, 9 o'clock at night on January 4th. So I was Karen before. I was successful in my career. I had a family, stepchildren. I was an athlete. So if you will, that's perfection, right? Because I had my own home and a horse and, you know, just
right.
I had what the world would accept and expect. And then as I was writing one day, Sherry, I got up to go to the kitchen, and I had my little glasses with prisms on my forehead, on top of my head. And I like I always do frequently, like I said, walk into the wall, and my glasses smashed. And there was the reflection from the prism. Because I was like, well, what's my title going to be? I don't want to be TBI survivor. And no disrespect to my fellow TBI survivors out there. I love them all, and yes. But I wanted my book to really be intriguing because it's different than other survivor stories. Like I said, I'm a medical professional who navigated the medical model, came out the other side, and had a greater understanding and awareness. So, yes, so from perfection relates to who I was. Reflection would be the breaking of my glasses, and I wanted to honor traumatic brain injury, and it was fractured mind. That's compelling. It all came together, and it really resonated with me. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a powerful title, and the story I'm sure will be even more intriguing From Perfection to Reflection of a Fractured Mind. Look for that to come in 2016. Again, we're talking with Karen Levitt. You can visit her website at karen-levitt.com. Last name is L-E-A-V-I-T-T. Let's talk a moment about your radio show, The Sky's the Limit, and it airs weekly. Take us on the journey of when we can join you and what we can expect.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I'm honored, actually. It is on voiceamerica.com. That is World Talk Radio's link to downloadable free internet radio, and they reach the world. They have a large listening base, and I'm so fortunate. My producer thought the Empowerment Channel would be the perfect fit. So you talk about everything aligning and synchronicity. So the show is The Sky's the Limit on the Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmerica.com is the link every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And you can go to the link and you can listen to the show live. Or you can listen to it later. It's archived. And also there's an app for people for their mobile devices so you're not encumbered with a laptop or anything. You can download it to your phone. There's a Voice America app. It's free and you can download it. So it's truly available. I know that they have a lot of people in the military who are all over the world who listen. They have eight different channels on the network. They have a men's channel and a family channel and a sport, fitness, wellness channel. So there are a lot of military people around the world who listen to stay connected to the pulse of America. And it's an honor to be there.
I love the fact that they actually slated you in the empowerment section versus the health and wellness section, because I think truly that's what you're doing.
It truly is. And, you know, I'm, like I said, it's truly a blessing. And when you truly step forward, and I knew it was my time to step forward. I, like many who I coach and who have coached me, couldn't see the end, couldn't see the finished product. But I just stepped forward in faith, knowing and trusting that it was all going to work out perfectly, and it has. So, yeah. It's quite beautiful, and every week I'm aligned, like I said, with other. There are other survivors. I chose to initially start and begin the program in August with my own story, a brief look about myself, and then other survivors stepped forward who were strong and resilient, who were restoring and rebuilding their life, who weren't limited by their diagnosis. So I chose to have them on because, like I said, I could talk for an hour the first show about statistics, about brain injury, and nobody wants to listen to numbers. Nobody wants to be an actuary, you know. So I thought, what better way to do this than to create a living, moving, breathing collage of other souls who resonate with me, who can speak. We can speak to the greater good, and from there I've moved on. And still other survivors are going to be on, but there are other athletes, para-athletes, wounded warriors. My book does also serve wounded warriors because my dad was a career military officer who had a brain injury who did die, and that I stepped up for him and became his advocate well before my own injury. But proceeds for my book will go, just so you know, to wounded warriors, because there's a large many of men and women who come home with this invisible injury who give their all to allow us to have our freedom. So proceeds of my book will go to them. That's important. So I have a large population of wounded warrior people on from different organizations, adaptive athletes. I want to show the resilience. Para-athletes, para-Olympics, because I don't believe there's any dis in the ability. It's just there's a new way of approaching.
Yes, absolutely. And Karen Levitt is doing that, inspiring others. You are listening to Business Over Coffee International Radio. We will be right back to wrap up with Karen, a tip for you straight from Karen that you can take away today. Stay right where you are.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host. I encourage you to visit me at SherryHenley.com. That's 2 R's and an I. And our guest today is Karen Leavitt. That's Karen-LEAVITT.com. You can contact Karen at info@Karen-Leavitt.com or call 1-855-527-7033 to connect. Karen, going back to you, I would like a takeaway for our listeners, a short nugget straight from your heart.
Oh, there's so many. I want people to know that they are so much more. Like I said, whatever they have going on in their life or not going on in their life, that a situation or circumstance doesn't define you, that you are so much more. There's something inside you waiting to be birthed, and it's bigger and greater than you. And when you allow, it's a beautiful process, and you can have a life you truly love.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege, Sherry, and I look forward to having you on my program as well. Thank you so much.
Yes, and God bless you. For the listeners, welcome and thank you for being on Business Over Coffee International Radio today. If this is your first time to listen, or if you are one of our dedicated listeners, we are very grateful for you. We ask you to share your viewpoint at BOCoffee, hashtag TogetherStrong, because truly we are stronger together. We are bringing everyone together for more connections, collaboration, exposure, and business at businessovercoffee.com. We also are designating, you must apply, guest bloggers on businessovercoffee.com. So check it out. And Gordon Treadgold is there. Jackie Woodside is planning to blog there. And also check out iShareAgency.com. This is our agency where we offer brand development, project management, and a speaker's bureau. And then again, Sherry Henley Intelligence, where we have our University for Social Media Intelligence, Digital Strategy, and Business Development. So a lot there that we can cover for you because we are a team. I cannot do it by myself. It takes a team. And you can be a part of that. We can be your team. We would love to be. Set up your profile complimentary at businessovercoffee.com and check out the latest book at comeintoyourown.com. Until next week, continue bringing everyone together. God bless you.